Shit. Maybe it's not me. Please don't pull me over. Please don't be me. Please don't be me. Oh, fuck. He is pulling me over. Oh, I can't get another ticket. This isn't happening. Hey there, officer. Yeah, sir, of course. Here's my license. And here's my registration and insurance. Do I know why you pulled me over? No, sir, I have no idea. Speeding? Really? Was I going that fast? 69 in a 45? Jeez, I'm sorry, officer. I had no idea I was going that fast. And I ran a stop sign too? Are you sure? I didn't even see the sign. You're gonna have to give me a ticket? Can't you just give me a warning? Just this one time. Why not? Please, just this once. I promise I'll be more careful. Batting my eyelashes and puppy dog eyes aren't gonna help me. I wasn't doing that. What do you mean it's not that big a deal? No, it's not just a ticket. If I get any more points on my license, I'll lose it. Then I won't be able to get to work or pay my bills. This will destroy me. Please don't do this to me. I'm sorry, officer. I just can't sign that ticket. Stay in the car? No. I can't stay in there. I'm far too upset. Please, listen, officer. I cannot get another ticket. You can arrest me if you have to. It'll all end the same way. My life will be ruined. Unless a big, strong, handsome police officer can think of some other way to help a girl out. What do I mean? Well, surely there is something we can do to resolve this situation. Like, I don't know, maybe a little quid pro quo? I'm really willing to do anything it takes to make this all go away. Yeah, I do realize I'm touching your arm. I just had to see if it was as strong and firm as it looked. Take my hand off your arm. You really want me to stop? It's technically battering a police officer. Well, I guess you could always put me in handcuffs. No, it's really okay. I did break the law, after all. And since you can never be too careful these days, I think it's best that you go ahead and frisk me, just to be sure. Here, let me spread my legs, feet, for you. No, I don't have any weapons, knives, drugs, or needles on my person. No, nothing that will harm you. Then why did I suggest you search me? Well, to be perfectly honest, something about a man in uniform really excites me. I wanted to feel your big, strong hands on my body. And now that you've got me all worked up and flustered, I'm finding my blouse is a little constricting. I'd hate for something to happen on your shift, and you to be accused of making an incident worse. So why don't you come up closer behind me and help me out by undoing a couple of buttons on my top? There. That's much better. Thank you. And don't think I didn't notice you sneaking a peek at my cleavage over my shoulder. Most guys aren't as subtle as they think they are. But it's okay. You can look. I don't mind. In fact, you can even feel them if you like. Yeah, really. Actually, move my bra down a little. I want to feel your hands on my bare skin. Do you feel my nipples getting hard with the touch of your fingers? Oh. I love having you behind me, with your arms around me. Why don't you kiss my neck? Or even give it a little bite? Oh. Oh, and I don't suppose that's your nightstick pressed up against me, is it? I didn't think so. In that case, let me find out what's going on. Yeah, I can unzip pants with my hands cuffed behind me. It's kind of a hidden talent. Oh, don't look so surprised. You were the one grinding your hard on against my ass. I just wanted to see what we're working with here. And I have to say, I'm not disappointed. In fact, I think I'll drop to my knees and give it a little kiss. You liked that, didn't you, officer? I could tell by the way you twitched when my lips touched you. Yes, sir. I do know this is highly irregular and extremely inappropriate. But that's part of what makes it fun, isn't it? Wouldn't you like it if I ran my tongue all the way down your shaft? And I twirled it around the sensitive tip? Yeah, I thought you might. But I think I'm going to like sucking on this cock. I don't want to wait any longer. I need that cock in my mouth. Now. You know, it's actually pretty tough giving a decent blowjob without using your hands at all. I think I could suck you harder and deeper if you were to help me, since I'm still handcuffed. Put your hands behind my head and help pull me down on your dick. I want you even deeper in my throat. I want to choke on it. I want you to fuck my face until I gag on your cock. Please, sir. I want you to fuck me. No, I'm serious, officer. No, I need to feel you inside me. Oh, why the hesitation? You aren't having second thoughts, are you? Yes, I know it's unprofessional. But I mean, we've already come this far with me choking on your cock. Why not throw caution to the wind and say, fuck it? And by it, I mean my tight, pink pussy. That's what you want, right? To feel my pussy wrapped around you? Good. Then bend me over the hood of the car. Do you like how my cute little ass peeks out of this skirt? The only problem now is that my panties will be in the way. Why don't you use those big, strong muscles and rip them off me? Oh, fuck. That's so hot. Can you see how wet I am for you already, sir? I'm dripping down my thighs. Bend me over this car and give me that cock. Use my little pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you make me feel so full. Oh, that's it. Stretch my tight pussy, sir. Oh, now, grab my hips and pound me. Make me feel every inch of you inside me. Fuck. Ream my little pink pussy out. I'm gonna come so hard for you, sir. Impale me with that fat dick. And make me cream all over you. I'm getting close. Don't stop. Fuck. I'm not gonna last much longer. I'm gonna come. Do you feel me tightening around your cock? I'm coming. I'm coming just for you, sir. Are you getting close too? With my pussy squeezing and gripping your cock. I want you to come inside me, sir. Fill my hot pussy up with your sticky cum. I want to feel you shooting deep inside me before it drips back out. That's it. That's it, officer. Fuck me. Come for me. Come in me. I love feeling my pussy full of cum. Can I clean you up a little bit? I want to taste us both on your cock. Mm. Will you help a girl up? If I promise to be a good girl, can we take the handcuffs off now? So, about that ticket. We're not really going to go through with that anymore, right? After everything we've done together? Just a warning this time. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, he just knew a handsome officer like you would understand. Am I free to go now? Yes, sir. I will definitely be more careful next time. Have a good rest of your evening, officer.